Now, when you hear forecasters talking of lows overnight of between -2 and -6, it's a serious cold snap. And County Donegal, high in the northwest, is bearing the brunt of the icy conditions, with all of the fallout, of course, that follows. A Marcino Ferri of Radio na Gaeltacht Ann Dorabag is on the line. And A, maybe not quite the temperatures we saw earlier this week with our colleague Sean Whelan in Iowa, but it's pretty chilly where you are.
And nowhere near the temperatures in Iowa indeed, but slightly better than yesterday morning. Mary, road conditions, they're not great throughout the region this morning, but conditions are still a little bit better than they were this time yesterday morning. There were indeed quite a number of patches of black ice on many roads this morning after a very frosty night, and quite a number of back roads are still covered in snow as well this morning. Indeed, Met Éireann had a status yellow warning for low temperature in place for the northwest and Donegal until 6 o'clock this morning, and Donegal County Council Gritters, they were deployed from 5 o'clock this morning. And I'll just do a quick recap on some of the roads this morning. In our draft, for example, the main roads there are passable, but the back roads are very treacherous due to a lot of black ice there. Nearby in Dunloe, the main roads Dunloe last night and again this morning, they were very treacherous with the amount of compacted snow on the road and causing major problems there for road users. Also, there was a lot of snow on the Dunloe to Glenties Road last night and early this morning. There were icy stretches on the Glenties to Frosses Road late last night. And the main Ardrath to Glenties and the main Ardrath to Killybegs Road, these roads were closed at various stages yesterday afternoon and yesterday evening due to a number of collisions, and one woman had to receive medical attention in Letterkenny University Hospital due to injury sustained after her car left the road there on the Ardrath to Glenties Road shortly after 2 o'clock yesterday evening. Sinn Féin councillor John Hamish O'Fady, in a post on social media last night, he issued a warning regarding the state of the back of Errigal Road. This is the main thoroughfare from the west of the county to Letterkenny, and he said that there was a lot of compacted snow and ice in that busy stretch road and warned motorists to be extra vigilant there last night. It's still the weather conditions are still affecting services in schools, for example. Some church services across the northwest have been cancelled this morning because of the adverse conditions. Quite a number of schools in the Letterkenny area in particular will remain closed again today for the second day in a row, and 7 Donegal ETB schools will remain closed today. These include schools in Inishowen, in Letterkenny, in Milford, in Raphoe, St Union's College in Letterkenny, and Loretto Convent in Letterkenny also will remain closed today. And this is because of the snow on the back roads, in particular in Letterkenny, and also because the school bus operators in that area announced last night that their services would not be running today because of the road conditions. Elsewhere, there are school closures, Mary, and Milford, and Convoy, and Raphoe, Manor Cunningham, Lifford, Balbuffet, Stranorler, Buncrana, and Redcastle.
It'll take a while. It'll take a while for that thought to take effect. But in the meantime, I suppose it's the same warning of no unnecessary journeys. That's A. Marcino Ferri of Radio na Gaeltacht.